USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is set to attend the funeral of Queen Elizabeth. The White House saying Biden will join leaders from around the world at the state funeral. The Queen will be laid to rest after 10 days of mourning, during which time the public can pay their respects. Gas prices continue to slowly drop. AAA reporting the national average price for regular is now $3.73 a gallon, making a 30-cent decrease in the past month. The cheapest gas is in Texas and Arkansas, where the statewide average is $3.19 a gallon. 19-year-old Ezekiel Kelly appears in court after allegedly going on a shooting spree in South Memphis that killed four people and injured three others. Kelly faces a first-degree murder charge in retaliation to the shooting, but Shelby County DA Steve Mulroy tells reporters it won't be the last of the charges.
We expect that other charges will be brought soon.
The judge assigned Kelly a public defender and scheduled Kelly's next court appearance for September 13th. Missouri Republican Senator Josh Hawley is criticizing the federal probe into White House documents found at former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago home. Hawley telling Fox News he thinks the Department of Justice is focusing on politics while ignoring crimes committed by everyday citizens.
We're seeing shooting sprees, we're seeing murders, we're seeing carjackings all across the country, all across the country. Biden DOJ won't lift a finger to do anything about the crime spree that is hurting and killing Americans, but they've got all the time in the world to target their political opponents.
The head of the United Nations Human Rights Commission in Ukraine says Russia is torturing prisoners of war. Matilda Bogner saying the UN has evidence that Russian guards take turns severely beating Ukrainian prisoners as they enter detainment facilities. USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes or overweight or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
The Pentagon is hosting their annual 9/11 employee observance ceremony Friday. Vice Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff Navy Admiral Christopher Grady says no act of terrorism can rob them of their conviction.
May the knowledge of our shared history ensure future generations of Americans enjoy the same freedoms and liberties that we have inherited. May we continue to tell the stories of that fateful day 21 years ago and of the days that followed where we as a nation united in purpose.
He adds that he was there that day when terrorists hijacked an American Airlines flight and crashed it into the Pentagon. The attack killed all 64 people on the flight, as well as 125 people in the building. A man is charged in a high-profile case in Las Vegas, Nevada. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has the story.
A Democrat politician is being held without bail after being accused of murdering a journalist that exposed his illegal activities. The Democrat is Clark County Public Administrator Rob Tellis. Police say DNA at the home where Jeff Germain was murdered matched the politician's.
Two men convicted for plotting to kidnap the governor of Michigan are asking for a new trial. Lawyers for Barry Croft Jr. and Adam Fox say alleged misconduct by a juror is the reason. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaroof. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best war truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.